Great. My name is Wade Bitts. I am interviewing Leo Bitts, Edna Bitts, and Alvin Bitts about the photo that is pictured in front of you. Leo, if you could go ahead and tell us approximately what year you believe this photo was taken.
Well, I thought it was 61, but if it was a spring Russell graduated from high school in Havre, and I thought that was 61, but Alvin would know. It was probably 1960.
Okay. And where are you pictured in this photo?
I'm pictured fourth from the...
From the right?
From the right.
In the black suit, correct?
Yep.
All right. And who are these fellows you're pictured with?
Okay. Starting from the left, that's my brother, Dan. That's Herbert. And the other one is Henry. That's Henry, my dad, our dad. And then there's R.E. Reinhold, we called him. And then there's me. There's Fred. And standing down on the packer wheel is Albert. And next to him is Hank, or H.H. as we called him. And those are a DS drill. And what we did, we bought a Sig Darlin. We bought them all from Sig Darlin here in Big Sandy. It was called the Northern Implement Company. And he put this all together. And we bought, I don't know, how many carloads.
Now, was this photo taken in Big Sandy?
No, this photo was taken in Burlington Northern. In Havre,
when they were delivering the drills?
It was taken in Havre.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
And these were an international drill, is that correct?
Yeah, they're a DS international drill. They were the first really good whole trip drill. They would actually trip on a rock.
Rather than break a shank, huh?
Yeah, they were, rather than bent the shank. And they had one really bad downfall, and a lot of people took a terrible fall on them. When you climb, a lot of people build a plank thing there for to walk, you know, to fill them up. You know, we used to fill a lot of stuff with buckets and chutes and that stuff. And when they got to those damn packers, they had pins in them, and those pins would work their way out of there, and they would be loose or they'd be slippery. And you'd step off of that drill and step on that packer, and you'd go for a ride. And a lot of people got hurt pretty bad on them.
I would bet.
And you couldn't weld them, because I tried, because the hub of that wheel is cast iron.
Oh, sure.
Then the later ones come with a square shaft, but these had round shafts on them. You ever go off of them, Melvin? I did. So did Fred.
Do you remember what the dealership was called that Sig worked for?
Northern Implement.
Yeah, okay.
That was Sigger. That's an old implement in Big Sandy, and that was run by Bud Gullickson, had it for years, and then he sold it to Sigger Darland.
Okay.
And Sigger Darland, he later sold it several times to before it went out of business. It was a big dealership.
When they took this picture, they had Helmbrecht come and take the picture, correct?
I think so. I think it was Helmbrecht.
Okay.
Helmbrecht was the guy in those days, I think.
Do you know what they used the picture for? Was it just for
International Harvester and Sig wanted that picture.
Sure.
It was kind of a promotion deal, I guess.
Do you have any idea how many drills you Bitts Brothers purchased of this same type?
We were just
drill?
Talking about that. I was talking to Bart about it. I'd say... there were 12 footers. I'd say most of us bought four of them.
Okay.
That'd be pretty close. That'd be 48 feet.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's what you had. Yeah. We had, Fred and I, we had We bought two more. I hooked up a string of 60 feet of those drills.
That'd be quite the operation at the time.
Oh, yeah, it was an operation at the time. Betcha. Yeah, you didn't just pull the air sheet around and drop it around and go, but...
So the dealership called you brothers together to get this picture. And Edna, you were saying that the suits that the guys were wearing, and you think maybe the shoes were all Florsheim shoes?
I always wondered if they were all Florsheim shoes, because that's what Fred would buy.
No, we bought them all. We bought, there was no question where we bought our clothes at. We bought them at the Hub.
Yeah, at the Hub in Haver. That's where they bought their clothes.
Yeah, you bet.
They did.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of wonder if maybe a few of these suits were maybe purchased right before the picture. They look pretty fresh. Yeah.
And I'm not too sure about the hats.
Yeah, we bought them all at Hub too. You all had sets and hats.
Yeah.
His name was
geez. It was great.
Fewer.
Huh?
Fewer.
Yeah, Morris
Fuhrer.
Morris Fuhrer.
That was his name, Morris Fuhrer.
Where was it at in Haver?
That's
right.
The railroad museum is now, right there. Yep. That building right there.
Right where the restaurant is in there someplace.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty big. It might have even enclosed part of Lucky's or Norman's.
It might have, yeah.
Yeah, it was a big store. Then Lucky's bought it after, but this Marty Morris Fuhrer. He was, I think it was, maybe Lucky's had it yet at that time. I'm not sure. No, Morris Fuhrer had it, and he could sell you something, and he'd say, I said, what do you think? It fits pretty good, Leo. He said, Leo, you would look good if I sold you a gunny sack. I'll never forget that.
And one time Fred went to Haver, and he went and saw Morris Fuhrer at the Hub, and Morris sold him an overcoat, a long black overcoat. When he came home, I said, where did you get that? He said, Morris, got it from Morris at the Hub. How's it look? It made him look like he was 80 years old.
Oh, no.
So he did go back and talk to Morris again about that.
Yeah, Morris, we called him.
So, what was the economy like at the time? You said there'd been some good years?
Well,
50s were awful good.
50s were good.
They were.
Fred and I bought Dad's farm in 54. 50s were good, putting her straight through. Then, 1963 was the driest year ever recorded at the Haver Experiment Station.
Wow. Yeah. Huh.
I think we had a little early winter wheat, and I think the crops ran about 11, 12 bushel an acre.
So the railroad is pictured in the background there, and of course the railroad's always been very much a part of the economy of Haver. What was your experience growing up with the railroad in terms of how it affected the economy here?
You know, I guess we never got into that then.
But this is the Union Great Northern, I guess, Railroad.
Yeah, it was a Great Northern.
What was the railroad that went through Big Sandy? Was that also a Great Northern Railroad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Went right through to, you could get on it and you could go to Haver and hit the Empire Builder, or you could go to Butte, and they quit the railroad in, I think about, they had a contract they couldn't quit or something, and they quit the passenger train in about 51 or 52, isn't that right?
I think so.
And then they ran what they call the Goose. You remember the Goose?
Yes, I remember. Fred and I went to Helena on the Goose one
time. Did you? It was one car. And the guy sat in there and ran it.
Yeah.
And it had its own motor and everything?
Yeah, it had its own motor. Yeah, it did. I never rode Maybe once on it, but
sure.
We did one time, Wade, and when I was a little grown up southeast of Big Sandy, they always called it the Galloping Goose.
The Galloping Goose, yeah, that's what they called it.
Galloping Goose. It was fun to ride.
I bet. And pretty convenient, because it would take you through Great Falls on the way to Butte, correct?
Well, my grandmother, Laura Miller, lived in Big Sandy when I was just little. Mm-hmm. And she and I went to Box Elder on it one time to see my aunt and uncle who lived there.
Yeah, you could do it.
We did.
When I was about an eighth grader, Herbert was farming about at Brady over there with his father-in-law, McClintock. And Izzy was here. Izzy was here for some reason or other. And she was teaching here or something.
She taught in Box.
Yeah, I think she was teaching. Yeah. And I said, I'd sure like to. I really liked Herbert. And we got on the train in Box Elder, or I got on Big Sandy. I think Box Elder, you know, that's closer to the farm. Mm-hmm. And we went to Brady.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish we had that kind of transportation around here today.
We do. They're sitting in the garage.
That's right.